Waterford Wildcats head coach Gillian Hayes and player Kate Hickey joined me in the studio earlier this week ahead of their jam-packed weekend in the Women's Super League. The Wildcats currently sit atop of the table with a three-point lead and a game in hand on second place. During Sportsbeat Extra, we got to hear a bit about the recent Eurobasket qualifiers and the Wildcats season so far. Here's that full interview now.
Sportsbeat Extra.
The first question I have to ask is, obviously we're past the qualifiers now, probably obviously wasn't the result that you were hoping for, but still it's a great way to kind of get out there and play at an international stage when you're having such a successful league campaign, to kind of go out there and maybe take a step back from that and kind of look at the broader picture of Irish women's basketball, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it's fantastic to ever represent your country, but it's great for our own local club. Wildcats have two, Kate and Sarah, both at senior international level at the moment. So it's a huge honour to go represent your country and play basketball at the next level.
Mm-hmm. That's the same for you, obviously, now playing at this level. Do you notice the jump up from that when you're playing from league to going to international? Is that a huge sort of push for you? I mean, the France game is obviously something we'd have to touch on, because obviously that was the one that was everyone was talking about. But, and I think obviously even the Latvia game, like, that was a massive mental reset for you. And we'll touch on that a bit. But going up from, say, playing with Wildcats to going to the Irish level, what was the main differences for you?
Yeah, it's completely different, to be honest. Like, the physicality playing for Ireland compared to just playing in Ireland with Wildcats, it's completely different. A lot more is let go. They're all way bigger, way stronger. All of them are basically professional, so they're training twice a day. They're in the gym every day. It's their job, like, so they're absolutely built. So going up, playing against them, like, their speed is incredible, their strength. So it's a completely different level to, like, have to set your mind to go up and play against. But yeah, like, playing against France, like, obviously they're the silver medalists of the Olympics, which is unbelievable. So like, playing against them, like, anything they did, it was just like they were way ahead of what we are. And like, it was tough to play against, but it was almost like as well, like, oh wow, like, we get to play against these. Whereas when we played against Latvia, it was like, we're here, we're at this level, and we know we can, like, make an impact against them. And like, I know we didn't get the result, it was 6 points, but like, it was a good game of basketball and we were competing with them throughout the whole game.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, you talk about like that France game again, the 101 difference in the points there. How do you mentally reset for a game like that? Because to me, from the outside looking in and then seeing obviously the Lafayette game, obviously, as you mentioned, the 6 point difference in the loss there, but obviously a completely rejuvenated side going into that game, then what is the process behind the scenes that goes into kind of getting ready for that next game and putting the France game behind you?
I think from coaching point of view, like, all the coaches met afterwards and we just discussed it. And like, our goal at the start of this campaign and this window was to win on Sunday against Latvia. It was never to win against France. Like, you know, I mean, everyone wants to be positive and, you know, everyone in Ireland is doing their best, but we're not at that level, not near that level. You know, these, as Kate said, are all paid professionals. It's their full-time job. The minute the game was over on Thursday, they jumped on a private jet to fly off to their next game, whereas we're packing our 10 kg flying Ryanair back to Ireland, you know. So we are at completely different levels, but our goal at the start was the Latvia game. That was what we were concentrating on, and just go enjoy and play against the best of the world in France, but let's go and compete on Sunday. So, you know, the girls are all great attitude. You know, they're well used to training and playing hard and fitting everything in and juggling everything. So for our team talk straight after that game was kind of easy, actually. It was like, the goal hasn't changed. The goal is Sunday. You know, we have to put the France game behind us, concentrate on Sunday. And all the girls just bought into it. So, you know, from the outside, it might look like, oh my God, they lost by 100 points. But, you know, if we had been playing America in that game, everyone would have accepted that you lost by 100 points, whereas France only lost to them by 2. So it was the equivalent of playing America. So all the girls were brilliant. Their attitude was great. You know, they knew what the aim was and the goal was, and we went out on Sunday and gave it everything we could. You know, Latvia were not expecting that kind of game at all. Latvia are like ranked
16th
in Europe.
16th in Europe.
And we were ranked
40th in Europe.
40th, like, so there's 30 ranks between us. Like, so for us to beat a team that's ranked 30 odd ahead of us, is a huge, huge achievement for us to, you know, really put it up to them. They really weren't expecting it. They really didn't like it. You know, they were the whole game long just giving out and struggling. They wanted the win. They actually, if they won by 54, they could have qualified. So that was their aim at the start of the game. So they were coming out with a goal or a scouting report thinking they were going to win by 54, and we were coming out looking for a win. And, you know, we lost by 6 in the end, but it was just a 1-point game at 1 minute to go. So huge success story for us.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, as well, that game against Latvia, you know, it can't be overshadowed the amount of Irish support that was there. It was extremely vocal. You know, how much does that mean to you, obviously, as a player, and then you as a coach, Gillian?
Yeah, it means a lot as a player, like, to have that atmosphere around it, to see all the kids that came to the game, like, having that crowd behind you, like, when you make shot or whatever, the, like, atmosphere in there was amazing, that, like, you just had to keep going. There was no other choice. You're tired, that doesn't matter. There's kids screaming over in the corner and you need to, like, do it for them, kind of a thing. So, yeah, it was great to have so much a sold-out arena. Never played in anything like that other than France. So it was great to play in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's fantastic to have Irish support, you know, shouting. We probably are the most vocal, make the most noise. Now, Latvia had a good few supporters. There's obviously a good few people from Latvia living in Ireland because they were all in the arena as well. But definitely the Irish crowd outshout them on the day. But it was just fantastic. Was Basketball Ireland had ran a campaign a couple of years ago, Can't See It, Can't Be It. You know, so for young girls, if they don't see women in coaching roles or see players out playing internationally, you know, they can't ever be that or aspire to it. So this is the campaign they ran. So it was fantastic to see so many young girls. So there was loads of young girls up in the arena. Busloads of girls' clubs were invited and they all took up the seats, came up. There was nearly 2,000 people there shouting. And the minute the game was over, all these young girls, who didn't even care that we lost, they were running out looking for all the girls' autographs, and just lovely to see. And hopefully it makes the stronger, you know, the sport stronger, and that they will want to someday be in an Irish jersey representing Ireland.
Yeah. For you, Gillian, obviously, you know, you're 67 times capped for Ireland internationally yourself, you know, numerous accolades for MVPs. For you, looking at obviously now Sarah and Kate playing, do you think that the, I suppose, basketball world in Ireland has come on, or are you surprised at its lack of progress then?
Funding is still a huge issue in women's sport, and always was. You know, it was a problem back when I was playing and hasn't really got much better funding wise. Definitely they've more opportunities now, you know, so obviously that costs more money then as well, so there's more funding needed. But it's just fantastic. Look, anytime you get to put on an Irish jersey, I was always really proud putting on my jersey and playing for Ireland. And now I suppose I'm looking at it as a different side, looking at my two daughters putting it on, which is huge proud. You know, I'd be hugely proud of the two of them and what they achieve. And it's just, I suppose, as a coach, it's very proud still to be involved in the Irish setup. Every time that national anthem comes on, I have a lump in my throat. You know, representing Ireland is exactly where we want to be, and just pushing the limits the whole time. And I think we are doing better at that, and we're playing at different levels, and we're playing at better levels, and we've better opportunities. But funding definitely holds us back a long way.
Mm-hmm. For you, Kate, going out with Sarah, is there an added level of rivalry there between you, obviously on the court, wanting to perform better than the other, or is it kind of a case that it's a special moment for the pair of you to be playing together, obviously both at club level and international?
Yeah, I think it's more of like a special moment together. Like maybe when we were younger, we were definitely more of like a rivalry, need to beat each other, training at everything, whereas now it's more like special to be playing with each other, and to be able to like do that with your sister, that you like know there's someone always there for you, like when you're going away to all these countries off playing anywhere, that she's there with you if you ever need anything, like she's there. And I feel like we play together very well, obviously because we've been playing so long together. I know where she is, she knows where I am, like we know what we do well. So it's just an extra like comfort level on the court, like knowing that like she'll find me, I'll find her, or like if something goes wrong, we're there for each other.
Mm-hmm. And was that the case? Was she someone you could definitely lean on after the France game? I know you mentioned obviously that the idea of going away and beating France was nearly unimaginable in the beginning. But, you know, even playing a game like that, it'll still have an effect on you regardless of what the point difference is if you lose. Was that someone you were able to kind of confide in afterwards and kind of just be alongside? And it was helpful, I suppose, to have someone close to you that had gone through the same thing.
Yeah, I suppose like having her there was a good, like, great, like, comfort kind of thing after the game. But like, as my mom said, like, we didn't expect to win. Everyone knew we didn't expect to lose by 100 points, but we didn't expect to win at all. So like, that is in your head. It was more like the 100 point thing was more of the like, oh God, that was a lot. So it was nice to be able to kind of talk it out with her. But other than that, we knew we were losing.
I suppose to end it off, obviously, we have to talk about the successful season the pair of you and of course Sarah as well have had with the Waterford Wildcats. I mean, 13 points at the top of the table at the moment. 33 clear is what I meant to say, with a game in hand over second place. You know, it must be fantastic for you to be in that position now as well going into the season. But is that what you're going to be focusing on, particularly for the short and long term energies at the moment?
Yeah, look, we're just taking the season week by week. You know, each game is just, we're focusing on one weekend at a time and trying to win the league this year. You know, there's been plenty of years we've finished in the top four, and this year I think just a little bit more experience. We've two good Americans in, two Irish internationals with the two girls, and then plenty of local girls that are pulling up their socks and jumping in this season. So we are having a hugely successful season this year, and we really hope that we can continue it for the next six games. We've six games left in the league, so just take it week by week, and if we can get those six wins, or probably five even, might do us, but we'll try go for the six and win the league. That's our aim at the moment.
Yeah, and I suppose the most important part is probably this weekend with the two games, isn't it?
Yeah, huge this weekend. So this weekend we had a weekend off of Christmas, which the other clubs didn't have off. So ourself and Colester go head to head this weekend to make up for the game that we had off of Christmas. And then equally, we're playing Trinity. And both of those are in contention. They're both looking to finish in the top four this season. So they're really going to be out for, actually, everyone is out for our blood at us, because we're at the top of the league, which is just to be expected when you're at the top of the league. Everyone wants to knock you off. But particularly this weekend are probably two of our harder games. And the fact they're back to back makes it tough. And the fact that we've had the two girls playing in France and playing against Latvia and training, you know, international training week for the whole week takes a toll. But hopefully they've recovered somewhat this week and use the experience of playing last week to make us even stronger this weekend again.
Yeah. And then I suppose for you, I'll finish off just by asking, you know, out of so far this season, what do you think has been the highlight for yourself?
One of the highlights be like that we have kept up winning. Like, I feel like in seasons past we've been very good of having a great start and then we fall off the edge, like, and can't keep up there, and we'll come fourth, or like we'll be so close and we'll end up fourth or something like that again. So I think like being still there at this point and knowing that there's six games left, that we just kind of have to push through the next six games, and especially the two this weekend, be really tough. But hopefully we can get through that and win the league.
Perfect. Well, Gillian, Kate, thank you so much for joining me. It's been an absolute pleasure.